and welcome to episode 192 of Speak Beastie for December 10th, 2023. I'm Anne.
I'm Liz.
And I'm Shannon.
And it's December and it's Speak. Did we ever come up with a Christmas name for the show? I don't think we did.
I don't think so.
I know
I
we
think
have.
We kind of threw out some, but.
Yeah, but none of them were good.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
good we're start. We're trying to think of a good one.
Hey, you know who else is helping us have a great start? Is this week's Speak Beastie Patreon supporter, Niharika P. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you.
Ooh, thank you.
Yes.
I'm like jazz handsing over here, you know, like you guys can't see it, but it's happening.
Oh, it's so it's great that you're doing these things on an audio medium, Liz.
Yeah.
Yes, completely.
I feel like I previously threw out Speak Mary. But that's not good.
It's like Spook Beastie and Speak Feastie for like Halloween and Thanksgiving are so good.
Those work.
That
like,
I don't know, like Seasons Beastie.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's better, yeah.
Or like Merry Beastie. No, because that's no. I don't like that.
You need to keep like the S and the B, and I feel like the important part is the. It's like the initial and the final sounds for each of them are important.
Yeah, yeah.
Snowy Beastie.
No, Snow Beastie's not bad.
That's
it's
fun.
It's not snowy here, though.
It's not snowy here either.
No, here either. It's raining.
Well, all of our Southern Hemisphere friends, right, are having Christmas in summer
for
them.
True.
That's true.
So I guess for them it could be Sunny Beastie or Sun Beastie.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay, well, listeners, if you have any suggestions for a fun, festive name for us, speakbeastie@gmail.com.
Send them in.
It's okay that we couldn't think of a cute holiday name, because we totally have news and owl post, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. We have so much. It's great.
There's so much news that we're never going to get through it all.
Yeah, no, there's... I mean, no news is good news, right?
Maybe?
Well,
okay. The news that's come out recently that could be tangential is Warner Brothers, I guess, is considering a Supernatural revival already. So that's where their attention appears to be at the moment. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad
thing.
That's
not necessary. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, like, didn't Supernatural just end, like, 3 weeks ago?
It literally, like, just ended, like, the last television season, I'm pretty sure, right? Because they had to finish up some filming after COVID restrictions lifted.
It ended in 2020.
Okay.
It ended 3 years ago, my friends.
That's not...
Oh my god, Destielgate was 3 years ago?
Really? Was that long? Oh my gosh. But that's...
And then there was the spinoff that was one season.
That's also, like, not that long ago, though, for, like, a revival.
It's not that long ago.
It really isn't. Especially, like, is it a reboot or is it, like, a sequel or...
I don't know.
Jared Padalecki and the cast are saying a revival has been thrown around. That's, like, the quote.
I have a question. Is Jared Padalecki going to cut his hair for this one?
You know, I don't think he mentioned it.
Too bad.
So, but... Maybe that's why we don't have news, is because, you know, CW and Warner Brothers is doing all that instead of thinking about the Harry Potter show or another Fantastic Beasts movie.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
That's what we'll say.
If you have thoughts as to whether, well, you know what? Talk to us about the Supernatural revival. Like, what Fantastic Beasts do you think could feature into the Supernatural revival?
Yeah, they have a lot of cool creatures.
Yeah.
Could be a good crossover moment.
And we also
send
have no
owl
post.
So send us owl post about Supernatural.
Yes.
make it related, though. Like, don't just send us your Destiel fanfics. But I even though I will read them, I don't follow that fandom, but I do respect your passion, so I will read them.
Same.
But please try to keep it on top. Yeah. Speakbeast@gmail.com.
On the first anniversary of November 5th, Destiel Gate, my best friend bought me post-it notes because paper is the first anniversary.
Oh my god.
Because she had to deal with me and another friend both messaging her screaming like, he said I love you. And then he died.
I'm caught up with that only because of the Sarah Zed video where she like explains all the controversy, and I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm missing a lot.
All right, well, let's go to the main discussion.
Yeah!
Woo!
So we're continuing on our discussion from last week, which is the beasts from the Fantastic Beasts book that have not yet appeared on screen. So these are beasts that haven't appeared in the Harry Potter or Fantastic Beasts movies. And then it's only beasts that are in the book, because there are some beasts that aren't in the book, but are in the novels or in the movies. I've got a lot of stipulations here, but there's a lot of these beasts, so it didn't narrow it down somehow.
That's fair.
So we did the first 15 last time. There's a total of 45.
Oh my gosh, really?
Wow, yes. So this could be a three-parter.
Yes, this will be a three-parter.
Wowzers.
Okay, so then look for this to continue in 2024, because we already have our episodes for the rest of 2023 planned out.
Oh, we do? Yeah. That's so exciting.
It is exciting.
So, last time we talked about the hide-behinds, and so now we're moving on in alphabetical order to the hippocampus. So this is a real... Not real. You know what I mean.
You know, it's real and strong, and it's your friend. I get it.
It's from Greek myth, but hippocampus is also the name of a part of the brain.
Yeah.
Oh my god, part of my brain is a horsefish?
Well, it's part of the medial temporal lobe.
Cool.
Wow. So it's part horse, part fish. You know, I find this one interesting because this is definitely one of the less famous, like, Greek myth creatures. Mm-hmm. Because we've got quite a few of these in Fantastic Beasts, but this one, I think a lot of people wouldn't have heard of. So they were supposed to appear. They were supposed to appear in Fantastic Beasts, but were cut from the film. I don't know in what capacity. They were also originally supposed to be ice sculpture hippocampi floating above the Yule Ball.
Oh, interesting.
That could have been really cool.
So you can... I think you can find... concept art of that and some when I was at LeakyCon last year, the I can't remember his title now, but the kind of props master guy talked a little bit about it, so you can find some of the artwork and I think some of the maquettes they made of it online. They looked cool. But then it didn't make it in. So that's the hippocampus. I think that would be a cool creature.
Yeah, and it feels like it would have been really easy to include, especially during, the Kelpie sequence. Maybe there's just some, hippocampi hanging in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like maybe that was the issue, is that they did have that whole sequence with the Kelpies. So they thought that maybe having too many water horse creatures would kind of muddy the waters, metaphorically.
That's true.
That's true. That's a good point.
But it would have been cool to see them because they're beautiful creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have been, mentioned in some video games and stuff. And so there's some, official artwork out there.
They robbed us of hearing Newt say tadpole.
I know! I was just looking at that in my copy of Fantastic Beasts. It's so cute!
I need to see a tadpole.
I'm gonna Google that and see what comes up. Wish me luck.
Oh, there's some really cute artwork, because for a random Harry Potter thing I did, I had to find some of it. There's some really cute artwork that people have done.
Oh my god, they're little!
So, merpeople off the coast of Scotland domesticated hippocampus. So if we got some merpeople, we could get some hippocampi.
Oh, that could be really cool.
Yeah. They are, like, mer horses, so.
That's true.
I'm for this.
All right, so next up, we have the Hodag. So the Hodag was added to the 2017 edition, because it's from American folklore, and it's terrifying. The illustrated edition artwork, especially, is terrifying. It just looks like a giant shadow horse with devil horns and red eyes and big dagger teeth.
Yikes.
Yeah.
The nice thing about the Hodag is that we actually, like, we know for sure they were a hoax. They were invented, like, IRL by a guy named Eugene Shepherd to just, I don't know, to trick people. But he later admitted they were a hoax. So this is not a real beast. And it's not like Bigfoot where there's some contention about it. This guy was like, no, I made it up. But they appear in the Ilvermorny story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, looking at its entry in the updated version of Fantastic Beasts, it's probably good we didn't get them, since they feed on moon calves and...
Oh, yeah. No!
That would have... I wouldn't have enjoyed that chance of that happening.
Yeah, I don't want these guys to be in the movies.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it feels like they would have been just... it would have been hard for Newt to... have been able to, like, rehabilitate them or interact with them in a way that wasn't aggressive.
Yeah. Also, this description of, like, the dog and his horns and the red glowing eyes is really giving me, like, American version of Chupacabra vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
You know, because...
If you...
Yeah.
Like, look at, like, the Harry Potter wiki... Versus, like, in the Screen Rant article I wrote, I had a picture from the illustrated edition. But then on the Harry Potter wiki, they have a picture that, I don't know, like, this must be from one of the video games. And it's, like, there it looks much more frog-like.
Oh, that's the one I've seen before. Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks kind of smaller there, which is less freaky, but still... kind of freaky. And that one definitely gives me Chupacabra vibes.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, just talking about the, like, official Harry Potter art of it. But, yeah, if you look up the Hodag and just see the, you know, folklore art, it's a weird little guy. Yeah, it's not little.
It's not a little guy. Yeah. Although now I'm wondering, because I did Google it, and it's, like, apparently a Wisconsin historical marker?
Yeah, there's, like, a statue of it there. It's more of the frog-like depiction, but...
So I gotta go visit him.
Speak Beastie field trip, question mark?
Yeah, who wants to come to Wisconsin? Field trip to Wisconsin!
I mean, I'm gonna be in Minnesota next summer, so just, like, take a jaunt over...
Yeah, I know. It's super close. That'd be very easy for you to do.
Should have gone last time I was in Wisconsin.
Should have.
This was a failure.
So next, we have the Horclump. I like these little guys. They just look like mushrooms, but they're animals.
They're so cute.
And they have a Ministry of Magic classification of 1X. Although a lot of the video games make them more dangerous and have them emit poisonous gas, but that is not mentioned by Newt, so I choose not to believe that that is true. They are just cute little mushrooms.
They are.
And then okay, except for the fact that in the book that talks about how they spread sinewy tentacles. So that's, I mean, cute on top and horrifying on the bottom?
No. I mean, they gotta, like, find food somehow, and I guess if them using tentacles in the earth is...
I guess.
I mean, just, they eat little worms, like... They're not gonna...
I don't think they're trying to hurt us.
Yeah, they're... I mean, right, they're given an X, and there's only two creatures that are given an X.
That's true.
So...
It's just nasty. I don't care for it.
That's fair. There's some really cute pictures online where someone's made, like... I assume they made them out of, like, clay or something, and put them, like, in grass, so they look very, natural. I'll see if I can find that picture to link for our listeners, because it's a really fun picture.
Yeah, I think in the book they're described as, like, looking like pink fleshy mushrooms.
Yeah.
But the, I mean, I already mentioned the video games have taken some liberties with it, but there's also just a lot of other cool, like, fan art designs that people have done with them. Now, all that said, I don't think they would be interesting to appear in a movie because look like mushrooms.
Yeah, really all you could do would be, like, maybe in the background of a shot, like, as they're going through the case, like, maybe one pulls up a tentacle and waves at Newt.
That would be... Okay, that would be really cute. It would be really cute if it's, like, him and Jacob walking somewhere. And then Newt's like, watch out, there's horcruxes. And Jacob's like, what? And then, like, he looks down and it's like, a mushroom patch. And then they all, like, stand up and scuttle away. And Jacob's like,
I sent the picture I was thinking of in the group chat. And they just look so natural and, like, fun in those pictures.
Oh, that is really cute.
That's cute. They just look like...
Yeah, they're just little guys.
Extra magical mushrooms.
Yeah, right?
So yeah, that's the horcruxes. I like them, but... Don't think we need them in the movie unless we really wanted a cute, funny moment. Like,
yeah.
That's true.
That. So next up, pretty major one that was added in 2017... Horned Serpent. So Horned Serpent played a big role in the Ilvermorny story with Isolde. And they are from, like, American folklore originally. Gonna yawn, maybe? Okay. Moving on. And they're basically like a giant magical snake. Which we have a lot of.
We do.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, we already have, like, basilisks and...
Rune spores.
Rune spores.
Yeah.
And dragons.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
But they're water snakes. So it's a little...
Yeah.
Different. A little kelpie-like, but kelpies technically shapeshift and don't necessarily have to look like...
Yeah. I feel like it could have been fun because of their whole, like, they were nearly hunted to extinction in, like, parts of the world. That could have been, I feel like that's very up Newt's alley, like, trying to...
Protect them.
Yeah, because didn't he have, like, the last breeding pair of one of the creatures in his case? Or am I imagining that?
Yes. Oh, what are the names of those creatures?
It was the...
It was...
Not the Urumpets, right? It wasn't the Urumpets?
Was it the Grabhorns?
No. Grabhorns!
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so horned serpents, their horns would be used for wand cores, and they have a jewel on their foreheads that can grant invisibility and flight.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So that's very powerful. That would be a cool story of, like, Newt trying to protect horned serpents. Because those are very, like, powerful things.
Yeah. Yeah. That feels very rampant for, like, poachers. Like, how they, you know, try to take, like, the ivory
definitely. Today.
I feel like it would be a, let's try to get the jewel.
Yeah, that could be, like, a fun action sequence. Not really. Well, I guess it would be a fun action sequence of, like, Newt chasing down poachers.
Yeah.
And get into, like, intense wand battles with them.
Yeah, like the sequence we get with the chillin' at the beginning of Secrets of Dumbledore, yeah.
Get to see Newt being cool and not just awkward.
Yeah.
We really get to see him in his element.
Yeah. But I do agree, we have a lot of serpents already, especially since the basilisk really got its time to shine.
Yeah. They would really have to make the design very unique.
Yeah.
To make it clear.
I mean, I know it's a completely different culture, and I'm, but like, we just watched Raya and the Last Dragon last weekend.
Oh, oh nice.
And like, with these descriptions of horn serpents, all I can see is Sisu. And that would be a very cool design, but again, it's a completely different culture. So
yeah.
So actually, I believe that there is some references to, you know, translated horned serpents in, like, Chinese.
Oh, okay. Oh,
mythology.
That's cool.
And they do look visually similar, like, the horned serpent of American folklore looks very similar to what we think of as the Chinese dragon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Much cool. More snake-like.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, also a note is that the Sioux tribal nation refers to the horned serpent as the Unktehi, and it's the mortal enemy of the Wakinyan, which is the thunderbird.
Interesting. Oh. Ah.
That could have been some really cool, like, connections there.
Yeah, I guess, like, kind of thinking about it, that makes sense why you would have these two creatures be enemies, because one is very of the water and one is very of the air.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, some cool stuff there. I mean, that's the other thing with, like, including a horned serpent in the movies. I mean, you already did the Thunderbird, but there was some controversy about, like, how the Thunderbird was included in the Ilvermorny story more specifically. Mm-hmm. And so you would have to be careful about including the horned serpent, too.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
So, next up, we're going through quite a few creatures from mythology and folklore, because next up we've got imps. And they are small tricksters. Imps in the, you know, outside of the Harry Potter universe, I think, are very associated with, like, elves and fairies and stuff, but maybe a little bit more devilish and mischievous. In the Fantastic Beasts Illustrated edition, they are portrayed as very humanoid, maybe more humanoid than we would usually portray them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, imps, I think also trying to include imps in the movies might be a little weird. They stray away from the more humanoid beasts.
Yeah, well, I feel like it's kind of like trickster nature, and its look is kind of already taken up, especially in the trilogy, between, like, the Niffler being, like, his fun, goofy self, and the Bowtruckles. Like, I feel like people mm-hmm. would confuse the Bowtruckles and the imps if they were together in the same film.
Yeah, and I feel like any narrative beat where maybe you would require an imp, you could just use the Cornish pixies
mm-hmm.
because that is an established visual thing that the audience would already be familiar with.
Yeah. And, like, a very striking visual that they're familiar with, so.
Yeah. It would be hard to make them visually distinct and, like, justify mm-hmm. them being different. But so they have appeared in a lot of video games. Like a lot of these beasts. They've been used in video games.
The book specifically says they have a slapstick sense of humor, which makes me really want them to, like, I want Fred and George to employ them at Weasley's Wizards and Wheezes.
They would just, like, let them loose.
Yeah. It's part of the charm of the store. Like, you're here to buy tricks, but there also could, like, be tricks played on you while you're shopping. It's a new experience.
I do find it interesting that imps are originally, like, from German mythology. But then in the Fantastic Beasts book, it says that they're found only in Great Britain and Ireland.
Well, like, that's not ideal.
That seems a little odd.
Maybe they all immigrated.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe there's a whole story where the Germans, like, rounded them up and sent them elsewhere because they didn't want to have these little small pranksters in their midst anymore. And that's where the imps migrated to.
They were just playing a big joke on Britain. Which is respectable. So, next up, Jarvies.
They're so cute! They're little guys!
Oh, Jarvies.
These guys, I want the movies. These guys are the ones that look like ferrets, but they talk like humans. But they just say, like, short, rude sentences in a constant stream of
Me
speech.
Me too!
And so this is what Newt supposedly got expelled for. Mm-hmm. He had
what?
A jar.
Yeah.
So, show it to me!
Yeah, right? Like, let me see. Let the Jarvie say the F word.
Right, that's where they get their...
And let me see it happen.
That's how they...
I want to see Newt... in, like, a classroom, baby Newt, in a classroom with, like, his school bag, and there's just a constant stream of fruit sticks, and they're like, Mr. Scamander, what's in there? And he's like, nothing, and then you hear the F word, and he's like,
See.
You can't have it once in a PG-13 movie, like, so let the Jarvie say
it. That would have been the greatest use of their one freebie F-bomb.
Yes.
That would have been fun.
There's still time.
There is.
It could still happen. Let it happen in movie 4.
We're manifesting it right now.
We're manifesting the Jarvie saying the F-bomb in movie 4.
And supposedly the Jarvie caused endangerment of human life. And that's why Newt was expelled. But I'm just going to say that everyone else was over-exaggerated.
Yeah, Emily.
Okay, so maybe it was like a Malfoy situation where like... Yeah. He reported the 1920s equivalent to Malfoy, like, reported it to his father that his delicate ears fell off because he heard the F-bomb being said by a Jarvie. And then the dad was like, well, my son's ears fell off. This is an endangerment of human's life.
Is it?
And then you got expelled.
Is it bad? I'm picturing it as, like, the Jarvie got loose and then was, like, saying rude things to a group of children and, like, nearly backed them into, like, the Black Lake or something, and that's, like, where they get the endangerment of human life kind of vibe.
Okay, so actually endangering them, not just kids being stupid.
I mean, that feels like something the Jarvie would do. Yeah. You know, like, be really rude and, like, back these, like, poor little first years, like, up against the edge of the lake or something, and they're like, what do we do? This Jarvie, like, why is the ferret saying mean things? Like,
we can't just walk around the ferret. Like, that's impossible.
You know, maybe the Jarvie is just the ultimate bully.
And I love it, and I want it in a movie.
Ah, same. That'd be so great.
Okay, so I just, this is a coincidence. I'm on the Harry Potter wiki, where they speculate that the Jarvie may be based on Jeff, G-E-F.
Jeff the ferret!
Jeff is a
Jeff the mongoose.
Oh!
I just learned about Jeff yesterday.
There's a great episode of the, And That's Why We Drink, about Jeff.
Well, there's a movie just came out with, like, Simon Pegg.
Nice!
That's based on the story of Jeff, who was supposedly a talking mongoose in a farmhouse, and lots of parapsychologists and stuff came to the farmhouse, but it is now largely regarded as a hoax, because it was.
That's a bummer.
But it's, I'm obsessed with this story now.
Shannon.
So, I do want to watch this Simon Pegg movie.
Shannon's just...
That sounds really fun.
We're exposing all the hoaxes today.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry to all you Jeff the Mongoose truthers out there.
And Hodag truthers.
And Hodag truthers. I'm sorry. Listen, I guess the people who made up Jeff never admitted to it.
Okay,
so
there's still, like,
I don't
plausible
think.
Deniability there?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not, they're not, Jeff wasn't a Jarvie, necessarily. It's just, like, maybe
that's true.
There's some connection there. So, we still need Jarvies in the movie.
We do. They get the token F-bomb.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. I need them now.
Okay, speaking of beasts with weird speech patterns.
That's a good segue.
The Jobbernoll.
This is so weird.
The Jabbernaul looks like a regular bluebird, but doesn't make any noise until they die, and they then regurgitate every sound they've ever heard. And that's pretty freaky. And wizards use Jabbernaul feathers in potions, which is not unusual. Yeah. That could be a cool beast to be in a movie, but I think it would be sad.
Because the only time it would really be
interesting, for lack of a better word, is at the moment of its death.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of birds throughout the franchise, between like the Phoenix and then the Foopers and the Auguries got to make an appearance, and so maybe it was good that this birdie was cut. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I could see them mentioning like Jabbernaul feathers.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Potions. But other than that, they just look like bluebirds, so they wouldn't be that visually interesting. They could be like to fill in space in like a case scene or something, mm-hmm. but you want the beasts that look weird.
Yeah, you want the beasts that look weird, and like what are they gonna do? They're gonna hop around being cute on a branch.
Yeah.
And that's great, but
yeah, that's totally valid. Okay, next up, another beast that looks like a real animal. Gnarls look like hedgehogs. And there's only one behavioral difference between the two. So, if food is left out in the garden for a hedgehog, it will accept and enjoy the gift. If food is offered to a gnarl, on the other hand, it will assume that the householder is attempting to lure it into a trap and will savage that householder's garden plants or garden ornaments.
Oh, snap.
That's so gnarls are just paranoid. Got it.
I mean, same. Ooh, maybe valid. I'm just a gnarl.
So they're mentioned in the books, but never make an appearance. They're mentioned in the Harry Potter books, but never appear and haven't appeared in the movies. And again, wouldn't be that visually interesting.
Yeah, because again, like that's really only a animal that can be, or a beast that can be interacted with in a kind of, when I say offensive, I don't mean in that, like, the Jarvis saying the F-word mm-hmm. way. I mean offensive as in you have to be on the offense
yeah.
when you are approaching it.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot approach it in a newty kind of way.
I don't know. It could have been interesting, like, in the first movie when he's gathering up the creatures. Maybe the gnarls ended up in, like, a Muggle pet store in a cage with all of these other hedgehogs.
Oh!
That would have been cute.
That would have been fun.
He had to,
like,
figure out.
You know,
when
he just like puts a little pile of food to like identify which one is gnarl, and he's like,
"Oh my god!"
And then the hedgehogs come forward, and Jacob's like, "Oh, are those the gnarls? That's like wizard food." And it's like, "No!" And you see the gnarls start just like tearing the place apart.
And then Newt justifies the gnarl's suspicions by scooping it up and putting it in a case,
like drops him into a coat pocket. Like,
no.
That could have been, like, cute. I don't know where they would have, like, fit that in, but could have been a fun way to include it.
Yeah. So they could appear, they could be a cute thing. But,
yeah.
So also now what I'm hearing is I just need to buy, like, a hedgehog stuffed animal of some sort, so then mm-hmm. I can, like, cosplay with, look, it's my pet gnarl, because it's really easy to get.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a hedgehog plushie as a kid. So I'm sure they still exist.
I mean, I think they have, like, the squishable ones if you don't really care about, you know, it actually looking like a hedgehog, but you just want it to be really cute.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I do have the squishable Bigfoot one and a Loch Ness monster, so.
I have my squishable Mothman with me right now.
I need to get the squishable Mothman. Like, that's the trifecta I'm missing. Also, if they ever, put out.
Oh, I was just in West Virginia. I could have picked it up for you. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I need an excuse to go to West Virginia and to see the Mothman Museum. So,
yeah. Oh my god, it's so good. It's so good.
Okay, so next up, one of my favorites, I guess. One of the ones that I find the most interesting. The Leatherfold. So the Leatherfold resembles a black cloak floating along the ground, and it attacks humans at night by suffocating and fully devouring
Yikes.
Them, and the only known way to defeat them is with the Patronus charm.
I love it.
And I believe they were supposed to, there was like, I don't remember if there was concept art of them, but there was like mention of them at some point that it was like they were considered to appear in the first film, but they didn't make it. And
oh, I remember we were talking about like when Grindelwald drops like the black cloth across Paris. We were talking about how is that a Letherfold? Like, is this kind of like Letherfold thing? But
in the with that in the trailers, I definitely thought it was going to be a Letherfold, but it was not.
It was not.
And it it hasn't like appeared in anything. It hasn't. It's unlike most of these beasts. It has not been used in a video game. It's been mentioned. According to the wiki, it was cut from Wizards Unite. It was supposed to appear in Wizards Unite, but then was cut from it. Leatherfolds are from the tropics. So that's Dementors are not tropical, whereas Leatherfolds are found in the tropics. So that's because they're very Dementor-like. So they're kind of the tropical version of Dementors. The only known survivor of Leatherfold attack is Flavius Belby, who did, use a Patronus charm, I believe. Yeah. So that's why we know that that's able to fight off a Leatherfold, but it's only happened once. So, I think that they would be really interesting to see. I mean, I don't know what you do with them, but they'd be pretty scary. So,
yeah, again, like they're one of those. It's hard to make them visually interesting because, like, how do you really? I guess you could do, like, maybe a zombie inevitability thing, where it's just, like, this cloak keeps coming and coming and coming, and your wand, your Patronus charm keeps flickering out, but...
Yeah, so there's... I think this is concept art that depicts them looking a lot like a manta ray with kind of the... I don't know if it's antennae, but... antennae like things sticking out, but you know, very thin cloak like, and then like very thin hundreds of tentacles coming out. If you look up Leatherfold, you'll see that image. You will also see artwork that I think is just like it's on it's on a famous wizard card in Hogwarts Mystery. That's like the only other appearance of it, and that literally just looks like a hooded cloak. But other than that, if you Google Leatherfold, the other stuff that comes up is images from the second movie of what we thought was going to be a Leatherfold, and then like a Pottermore image. It's definitely maybe like something that can appear in the movie because it's too scary and like too dangerous, but I think it would be really interesting.
Yeah, I feel like if there was gonna be a Wizarding World like horror film, this would be a great place for that to be.
This would be really interesting if you wanted to delve more into like with Newt and his whole philosophy, like not all beasts are good. Like, as far as we know, there's not, like, a good side to Leatherfolds. Like, we don't know if they're, like, part of the, you know, circle of life. They're a good part of the food chain or something, because all we know is that they eat humans. And that could be just something interesting for Newt to deal with.
Yeah. But
that would have to be, like, the plot of the movie.
But is it also bad that when I picture these, like, flying around going after people, I picture Doctor Strange's cloak, but just in black, and like that's how it's moving, because I don't know how else you would an anthropomorphized cloak move. I feel like this should have been on like the list article I always wanted to write of like Harry Potter creatures that would make really good horror movies, like in the Muggle world. Leatherfold is on the list now
for sure. So next up, the Lobelug. Very different. Cute. Very different creature. These are 10 inches long. They have a rubbery spout and a venom snack. Sack, not snack.
I mean, it's a snack, I guess, when they shoot it out.
Yep, very different.
Delicious.
And merpeople use Lobelugs as weapons. And wizards use their venom in potions, because of course they do. And they also don't really appear in video games. They are mentioned in Fantastic Beasts cases from the Wizarding World. But other than that, they are just mentioned in Fantastic Beasts, the book. They look kind of cute, but also kind of gross. I think these and the hippocampi should appear in a merpeople scene. I think mm-hmm. that's where they would appear if they were going to.
Yeah. You know, it's... Yeah. Maybe that would be something else we can manifest for the fourth movie, is just, like, you know, like some kind of underwater scene where they go visit Atlantis, or, I don't know, go hang out with Ariel in Atlantica or something, and we get to see the Lobelugs and the merpeople and the hippocampi.
It would be so cool if it was, like, the whole movie was set in the Black Lake.
Yeah. Oh, that would be cool.
Like, yeah, it's at Hogwarts, guys. But we're going to be underwater the whole time. That would be cool, a whole movie just largely set in an underwater thing. Yeah, I'm into it. I dig it.
Fantastic Beasts and How to Swim.
So next up, the Mackled Malaclaw, which is a gray lobster-like creature. Man, today we are also getting a lot of creatures that just look like real creatures.
We are. Fantastic Beasts, The Way of the Water. Film 4.
Yes!
And next up we have the Tulkun.
Okay, so the Mackled Malaclaw. One bite from the Mackled Malaclaw causes you to be unlucky for a week.
Brain. Wait, have all of us been bitten by a Malaclaw every week since 2020? What's going on?
Or it just, like, bit all of the world leaders or something.
Oh, no.
Oh, that'll do it.
It was a coordinated
Actually,
effort.
No, because the world leaders, I think, are doing fine. Bit the rest of us. It should bite some world leaders, am I right, guys? I think that would be a great plot thing. Like, if Newt was caring for Mackled Malaclaws and one bit him, and then he had to go through the rest of the movie, but he's just unlucky.
No!
That would be so funny.
That would be a really funny time.
Oh my god, can you imagine, like, he's caring for one, and he gets bit by it, like, the day before he's about to propose to Tina?
Oh my god!
Then he has to figure out, okay, well, I know she's expecting it, so now I have to delay this for a week and not make her think I'm breaking up with her.
Yeah, like, he's trying to find, like, a solution. Like, maybe he can put, like, some flubber mucus on the bite and it will counteract the effect. Like, he's trying to solve it.
But of course, because he's unlucky, nothing's working.
Of course.
And then meanwhile, it also bit Jacob, but Jacob's like, I don't know, my life seems to be going on as normal.
Jacob's luck actually gets better.
Poor Jacob.
So yeah, I think these would make for a really funny plot point. Also, their tails are used in potions. Oh, and anyone who eats the flesh of a Malaclaw would get a fever and a green rash. So ugh. Don't eat them, except, I guess, the tails in potions.
Question.
Yeah.
So, whenever we find, like, the cool colored lobsters, you know, there's, like, a blue one and things that pop up and they're sent to, like, aquariums, you know, to preserve them because they look cool and they're, like, a one mm-hmm. in a million. Imagine that happening with a Mackled Malaclaw. They're like, look, it's a one in a million cool colored lobster. And it just gets sent to an aquarium.
It's in, like, the petting part.
No!
Imagine, like, well, I wonder... the field day the Makusa would have to have with that, though.
Oh my gosh. I don't think that it, like, it doesn't mention, like, why it bites people. It must just be a regular, you know, defense mechanism.
I mean,
I don't think it's, like, purposefully attacking people.
I mean, it's also one of my defense mechanisms. If someone I don't know comes at me, I would bite them. So,
for sure. Give them bad luck for a week. Like, I guess getting bitten would already be bad luck. So,
yeah. So I definitely think these guys should be in a movie.
Yes.
Get on it, Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers, just make an animated Fantastic Beasts series that's just Newt dealing with beasts. Thank you.
Like,
good night.
Where is the what was the Kratz Brothers animated to Zaboomafoo? Like,
yes.
Where is the Newt Boomafoo?
Oh, well,
Zabooma Newt.
I love the animated Wild Kratz show. It's so cute. My nephews would watch it.
What was, there's a show that was, like, it was animated, and it was this little boy, and he had a book about animals. Might have been PBS.
This is making me think of Go Diego Go.
It was not Go Diego Go, but it was a show that I really liked because I was like, I want books about animals.
Aww!
Hold on. Animated, maybe it was like Nickelodeon, I don't know, animated kids show about boy with book of animals. I feel like it was like A to Z or something. I accidentally searched settings. Animated kids show about boy with book of animals. Google Stanley! That's it. The show was called Stanley.
Oh my god, how cute would it be if it were, like, a show about, like, a similar premise, but it's, like, Queenie and Jacob's kid?
That'd be so cute.
Yes.
And they got a book of, a book about animals from their Uncle Newt, and go on crazy adventures with them every week.
That would be so cute.
It was a Playhouse Disney show.
Oh, okay.
Fun.
And it followed Stanley, who had the big book of everything, but it was about animals. It was not about everything.
It was not about everything.
And I guess it was based on a series of children's books.
Oh, that's cute. That's fun.
Yeah. And he had goldfish. So shout out to Stanley, because I wanted a big book of animals. And now here I am. Okay, anyway, what were we talking about? Lobsters?
Moak, I think, is next.
Okay, Moak.
Moaks.
Moaks look like lizards. But they can shrink at will, which is pretty cool. And that's how they kind of keep hidden from muggles, even though they just look like green lizards. And Moak skin is used by wizards to make shrinking bags. Hagrid gave Harry a Moak skin bag for his 17th birthday, which is mentioned in the book. Obviously, it doesn't come up in the movie, but it's a pretty cool little power thing. But I guess we kind of covered it a bit in the movie with Alchemies.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But it's cute. I could see, like, Moak skin being mentioned in the movie, but I don't know if Newt would like that.
I don't think he would.
But
no, I don't think he'd care for it.
And I don't blame him. I wouldn't care for it either.
Mm-hmm.
This next one's one of my favorites.
Okay, yeah. So next up, the Nogtail. Nogtails look like pigs, but
again,
with long legs.
The animals that just look like animals.
Yeah. Which, like, I love it. These at least have a distinguishing physical feature, which is that they have long legs. They sneak onto farms, suckle on real pigs, and curse the land.
They curse the land! Yeah, and it's
the only way to get rid of them is with a pure white dog.
Yeah, I love it.
But I don't think that they're, like, purposefully cursing the land. I think that just kind of...
But, I mean, just the wording here. The Nogtail will creep into a sty and suckle on an ordinary sow, and the longer they're there, the bigger they grow. like that's kind of ominous.
I guess he does describe them as demons.
Like, I don't know if y'all listen to the Magnus Archives, but there is an episode about, like, a dude who has a giant pig.
Oh, no.
And it sounds like, he doesn't mention the leg length, but this sounds pretty similar to that episode.
Well,
it's a Nogtail.
I do want people to Google Nogtails and see the different art we've got, because in, like, the illustrated edition, it's just, like, it doesn't even tell you what in this image is a Nogtail. There's, like, a big pig and then a bunch of little baby pigs. No. And I guess some of them are Nogtails. If you Google Nogtail, though, that is not the image that first comes up. No. You get way creepier stuff.
I'm seeing, the third image on Google image results is a little frightening. Because at least, like,
the one from Albus Potter fan and...
Yeah, the one on the... Like, Harry Potter wiki, it's like, okay. But then there's the one on the Sifis bestiary wiki.
Yeah, the Sifis bestiary. Yikes.
That one's a little frightening.
Well, that's the one that we used for our Beast of the Week series.
Okay. It's frightening.
But it's kind of the mid-frightening of, like, these three images that you get when you Google Nogtail. But then some of the fan art and stuff, or I think this is...
That's a cat!
From, like, Hogwarts Mystery, looks more just like a pig with slightly longer legs.
Damn.
And that's okay.
The fan art from Deviant user Mary Quizzy? Quizzy? They have a ton of fan art. They go through, like, the entire Fantastic Beasts books, so they have, like, all the creatures... I like how for their Nogtail, the white dog is just, like, visibly chasing them in the background. Yeah.
Oh, was that the one,
It's, like, the pig jumping over a river.
Yeah. I just found that one. That's beautiful art.
Yeah, that Deviant art user has amazing artwork for pretty much all the creatures. Like, gorgeous artwork.
Yeah, I don't want this to be in the movies.
I'm a little frightened. Oh, my God, someone made one. There's like a deviant art thing that they like took a.
Oh my god! It's like that's like the pig, the little pig with like Barbie legs on it.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Oh, that's messed up.
Okay.
And listeners, again, because this is an audio medium, don't worry. I will be linking all of these in the show notes so you can be disturbed.
You can enjoy the horror.
Oh my god! Someone made one in Spore.
Oh, I just hit that one. Oh my god! Why is it so tall? I guess it suckled for a long time.
Fan artist.
I'm scared. I cannot get over like the Barbie leg add-in. I can't.
I am only okay with the Nogtail being in a movie if there's significant white dog representation as well.
Oh my god, somebody made a Nogtail magic card and they made a whole bunch of other Fantastic Beasts magic cards. I'm gonna have to show these to Chris and hear him be like, oh, these are all terrible magic cards.
I do think it's interesting. It says that the Ministry of Magic maintained a pack of albino bloodhounds to hunt Nogtails. I guess bloodhounds are the best for hunting, but I'm like, you couldn't get... There are other dogs that are all white that are probably easier to find than albino bloodhounds.
Yes. Yeah, but it's got to be pure white. And I mean, like, if you got a really cute, like, white, I don't know, husky or something, but he's got a spot of gray on his paw, then it's not going to work.
Well, my sister had a pure white husky, but she was dumb as rocks, so...
Oh!
But, yeah. And huskies, they don't always want to do what you say, so I get
That's
it.
That's fair.
Okay. You'd be like, go get the Nogtail. And they'd be like, I'm a little busy right now.
Like, excuse me. I think you'll notice that I am engaged in tuggy time.
Like, if you check my schedule, if you looked at my Google Calendar, actually, you would have found that that's not on the agenda for today.
Not now, but thank you.
You're like, I'm not ready for this.
So next up is the Plimpy, which looks like a pufferfish. But with legs, long legs.
Why?
What is the long legs thing with this episode?
They definitely look less freaky than the long tail because they just look like goofy little creatures. And so they're a pest for merpeople. So again, in our merpeople movie, we can have them. And the way that merpeople get rid of them is they tie their legs together.
No! That is so mean.
So they drift away.
That's so mean.
And they nibble on swimsuits.
And in the book it says they will nibble on the feet and clothing of swimmers, and like that is like my worst nightmare if I'm swimming in somewhere where like the water's murkiest, that something's gonna start nibbling on my toes.
Yeah, I
would also tie its legs together, I'm not gonna lie.
But then what happens to them? They're like
they can untie themselves.
Who unties their legs?
It says they can untie, the book says they can untie themselves.
Okay.
I know.
Just picturing all those poor plimpies with their legs tied together, floating away, not knowing what to do.
Oh. I do love that Lego looked at all the beasts, a fantastic beast, and they went, you know which one we need to turn into Lego?
The Plimpy.
The Plimpy. And it does appear in the Lego video game for Harry Potter years 1-4. And it just looks so silly. It's
like those little gray things in the Great Lake and the Black Lake level, right?
Yeah, it just looks like a little like round ball with two flippers on it. I think the Plimpy would be very cute and obviously would need to appear in our Merpeople movie.
Yes, it is.
Or at least like, Liz, that could be the scene for you where like Nude and the gang are like swimming down to wherever and they see a Plimpy floating past with its legs tied together, and Nude very gently like takes it and unties its legs and goes, there you go, buddy, and like sends it on its way, and then
Nude
it bites Tina's nose.
Teach the Merpeople that maybe the Plimpies can do something to help them. Or maybe there's a better way than tying their legs together. And
yeah.
And the Merpeople will teach Newt something else.
It is part of our Fantastic Beasts, The Way of the Water film.
Yes.
It will appear.
We'll write the script. So, our last beast that we're going to talk about today is the Paugrebin. Another kind of humanoid beast. You may recognize them from Frozen. Because they are a foot tall with a giant gray head that lets them disguise themselves as rocks.
Oh my god. I knew it. They are evil.
Now, like, the art in the illustrated edition, they don't look like... I cannot pull up my link. Okay. Sorry. The art in the illustrated edition is kind of freaky looking. It does not look like the
It really is.
Frozen
like it does.
Yeah.
But
it like it's kind of cute.
It looks very like gnome like,
mm-hmm.
but with a bigger head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, they're interesting. They're attracted to humans. I don't think, like, romantically. I think just, like, they like to follow humans around.
That was an important distinction.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be clear about these things. You never know about some people.
It was important.
If they managed to tail a human for a few hours, the human would get a sense of despair and futility, and they would sit down and sink to their knees and begin weeping at the pointlessness of life, and then the Paugrebin would attack and devour them.
Oh, we've all been followed by Paugrebins for all these... Okay.
Oh. But the Mackled Malaclaws bit the Paugrebins.
Oh, so but the Paugrebins...
So that's why we haven't been devoured.
Okay, that makes sense.
This tracks.
But they could be fought off pretty easily.
So, just circling back to what you said about the trolls in Frozen, if you've seen the Frozen, the Broadway musical... The trolls are basically like the elder gods, the way they reimagine them. The, like, the dude who played Poppy when we saw it was like 7 feet tall and had an 8-pack.
Oh.
Oh.
So I'm just imagining him following somebody and causing them to weep with despair.
That feels a touch excessive. I'm a little scared.
I'm looking at these Broadway.
No, oh my
trolls.
God, it's like So when we saw it in New York, like we stage doored afterwards, and we met the guy who played Poppy. And like I said, he's like 7 feet tall and has an 8-pack. He's like the hottest human being ever. And like we met him after the show, and his entire hand enveloped my hand when he shook it. And he had, like, the softest, most gentlest voice. Oh, my God. It was... Yeah, so, if that guy is following me through the Russian mountains, maybe that's okay. Maybe I'm cool with that.
Yeah. There are better... There are worse things. Like...
I'm really interested in this version of the... They're not trolls. Hidden folk is what they're being called. I really am interested in this version of the not trolls who have just decided to adopt Kristoff. Oh, that's so interesting. Just like the images of them, it's like, those are guys.
No, they're like they're like fully the elder gods in like the old
that's
gods
cool.
in the musical. Like they like
I
when they
that.
First appear in the scene where because obviously, you know, in a stage show, you have less flexibility with your setting, so they can't go up. The royal family
yeah.
doesn't go up to the mountains. The trolls come to them, and so when they appear after Iduna summons them, like you just see green lights appearing in the window, and then they kind of start like crawling through, and they are just like fully the old gods.
That's
it is
cool.
Mega creepy and very cool.
I'm sorry, listeners, that we're going on a tangent about
this.
Frozen,
is now a Frozen podcast. Welcome to Frozen Beastie.
It's just, I mean, it was inevitable with me and Anne.
Right? It was always going to happen.
This would happen someday.
I mean, speed.
I'm obsessed with it.
Frozen's fantastic. So.
Yeah.
I approve of this tangent.
Well, so that was our last beast for today. We've got 15 more to cover at some point.
Yeah, well, look for that probably in early 2024, listeners.
That sounds good. I've got the list, and now I've got it right, because I was missing imps, apparently. What I asked on our last episode was if, of these 15 beasts, which one would you guys most want to see in a movie?
I think of these, like, from what we kind of discussed, I feel like the, I really like the idea of a Lethifold being mm-hmm. central in, like, a horror movie.
Yeah.
Would be really cool, but I also feel like there's a lot of fun to be had with the, if we're leaning more, because the Fantastic Beasts movie do tend to be a little bit lighter in tone.
Yeah.
So maybe, I feel like the Maggled Malaclaw has the most potential mm-hmm. for something like a really fun pratfall sequence. So I'm going to say the Malaclaw.
I think I have to go with the Jarvey, just because I feel like mm-hmm. that's how they like put their one little F-bomb in. But I feel like children would think it's funny, so it would still kind of have that lighthearted tone, because it doesn't say it says like outwardly like horrific things, just that it's kind of rude.
It's rude. So. Yeah, it probably is like, wow, those yoga pants with that shirt, girl.
Right, or like, how do you miss your ears in the mirror in the, you know, like, I feel like it just does little things, like, enough to, like, goad someone a bit.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that would be funny, especially, like, if it started saying mean things to Pickett, and then Pastries comes in and is like, no. We are not mean to Pickett. Like.
Yeah, I think those two would be my two picks as well. I think leaning a little more towards the Mackled Malaclaw, mm-hmm. I feel like we could get a little bit more out of that.
Yeah.
Although I guess what I'm thinking with them is less about content with the beast and more about the hijinks that would happen after the beast.
Which.
But the Jarvey, seeing as, like, that is, it hasn't been mentioned in the movie, but that is what is supposed to have gotten Newt expelled, you already have a built-in, scene you could do with that. So that would be pretty cool.
You guys got to hear us talk all about which of these creatures we would want to see in the movies, and what are our top picks. So we're throwing it over to you guys. Which of these creatures would you most like to see in a Fantastic Beasts movie? We'd love to hear your answer and see what you think. So drop us an owl on any of our social media outlets, or email us at speakbeastie@gmail.com. We'd also really love it if you would leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you like us, I mean, hopefully if you've gotten this far, you're enjoying the content. Please leave us a review and help other Fantastic Beasts and Harry Potter fans find us so they can listen too.
And while you are leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts, you can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at SpeakBeastie, on Facebook at facebook.com/SpeakBeastie. I thought I got rid of the Tumblr link in here because I don't think our Tumblr is still active, but you can look at its remains on speakbeastiepodcast.tumblr.com. Its remains. I mean, I seriously don't think anyone's been reblogged on it for like 2 years. So you can support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/speakbeastie. There is really cool stuff. We get stickers, coasters. There's exclusive content from the host. You can also join our exclusive Facebook group, the Speak Beastie Common Room, where we hang out, we post stuff. A lot of it has been, a surprising percentage has been me posting Mothman content, which maybe is not that surprising, but...
Yeah. I mean, that's... If I was a listener, that's what I would have
seen. I did... Like, recently I posted a really cute picture of me and my dog with outside the Mothman statue in West Virginia because we drove by it on the way home. And I was like, oh, we need to get a picture of Junie with Mothman so she can meet her mom's boyfriend.
That's great. I love that.
We should just share dog pics.
We should!
Can I share my cat pics? We'll do that.
Yeah, yes. Pet pics. Pics of your fantastic beast.
Let's start a thread of animal pet pics.
Yeah, so you should join the Speak Beastie Common Room so you can see all of our cute dogs and you can cute animals, I should say, because obviously it's not a dog-exclusive thread. And you can also share pics of your fantastic beasts.
Yeah. Yes. I love it.
And that wraps it up. I'm Anne.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I'm Anne.
I'm Liz.
And I'm Shannon. Case closed.